Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and the public speaking skills, the meeting planning and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Grain futures markets today bounced around, but overall closed slightly on the positive side. Cattle and grain futures closed early today in observance of the Independence Day holiday tomorrow. Markets will reopen on Friday morning at the regular time, so that's 8:30 for the grains and 9:05 for the cattle. We closed higher here on all three contracts, the wheat, corn, and soybeans. July corn closed up about 5.5 cents here at 5.78, and December corn closed just over $5 at 5.02¾. It went slightly below that. The low today was 4.99. The low yesterday in December corn was 4.96¾, so it stayed above that. So that's become the support level there. The trade's really watching that number here, so if it goes below it and closes below it, look for some more sell-off. Wheat trade is strong today following the announcement of 360,000 tons of new crop soft wheat sold to China. Wheat's really reaching those attractive levels here, as we've sold off about 8 of the last 10 days. And so it's really reaching those attractive levels on the world market. A lot of people are looking for more and more buying. We also had an Informa report this morning, which moved the markets a little bit. And then people are anticipating tomorrow's export report, Friday's export report, which will be Friday rather than Thursday.
We'll have more futures news right after this.
This is big, really big. Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th, Superior Livestock Auction offering 204,000 head of cattle all week long, Monday through Friday, live on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For information, give Superior Livestock a call, 1-800-422-2117, or go to their main website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
Justin, tell us about the news behind the numbers today.
This morning, Informa released their monthly report here, the July crop report, the row crop report, and the world crop report this morning at 10:30. They lowered the overall wheat production number to 2.016 billion bushels versus the USDA estimate of about 2.08 billion bushels, so just a little bit lower than USDA reported. They lowered the world crop as well. They lowered it by 1.4 million metric tons by lowering here in the U.S. and the Ukraine, but they raised Argentina's wheat crop. They also estimated the 2013 U.S. corn crop to be about 14.259 billion bushels versus their last estimate of 14.326. And the USDA's guess for the corn crop is about 14.005. So they're bigger than USDA, which is a little bit bearish the crop. They got that bigger number by using a 160 bushels per acre yield versus the USDA using about 156.5. They estimate the 2013 U.S. soybean crop to be about 3.376, where the USDA is about 3.39, so they're slightly lower than USDA. They did raise the overall 2013 world soybean crop by about 1.6 million metric tons due to a little bit larger crop out of South America. And then Friday morning we have exports, which is the next report they come from the USDA.
Thanks, Justin. Taking a look at a few of our numbers from today, August live cattle were up a nickel at 121.95. August feeders up 5 cents as well at 150.95. And July lean hogs closed up 62 cents on the day at 101.62. Kansas City July wheat was up 9.5 cents to close at 683.5. Chicago July corn was up 5.5 cents at 678.25. And July soybeans today were up 10.5 cents at 1583.5. That's a look at your afternoon markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.